The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 13, text number 46, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 6th, 2009, in Timișoara, Romania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 13, text number 46.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Tavat sarve vatsapala.
Pushyato jashyatachanat.
Yadrishyanta ganashyama.
Pita kaushaya vasasa.
Tavat sarve vatsapala.
Pushyato jashyatachanat.
Vyadrishyanta ganashyama.
Pita kaushaya vasasa.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Purport. While Brahma was contemplating, all the calves and cowherd boys immediately transformed into Vishnu Murtis, having bluish complexions and wearing yellow garments. Brahma was contemplating his own power and the immense, unlimited power of Krishna. But before he could come to a conclusion, he saw this immediate transformation.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, not at all surprising that we would be so bewildered by the material nature. Not surprising at all. You consider that Brahmaji is also bewildered. But that is not an excuse to remain bewildered. Of course, if one wants to remain bewildered, that's their free choice. Krishna gives us the free choice to accept him or reject him. But at least this much, we should not be under the misconception that we can be happy outside of complete surrender to Krishna. At least we must kick out that misconception, as confirmed by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ahaitaki apritiyata yayatma suprasediti. That devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So we may go on as karma mishra bhakta, trying to cultivate Krishna consciousness and trying to cultivate material desires at the same time. But actually such activity is foolish. When you light a fire, do you pour water on it at the same time? You see? Do you do that? Do you pour water on the fire you're trying to light? That would be a very foolish thing to do. You see? But yet we are maintaining that foolish mentality when it comes to our spiritual life. We're maintaining that foolishness. We're trying to cultivate Krishna consciousness. At the same time, we're cultivating material desires. Why are we doing that? Because we're foolish. We're forgetting what Krishna states in chapter 9, text number 20 of the Bhagavad Gita. Ananya shinti yanto mam yejana prayapasate te sham nichavayuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, note the adjective exclusive, very important here in this verse. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they learn. That means that Krishna knows better how to take care of us than we know how to take care of ourselves. In other words, if we simply put all of our energy, 100% of our energy, into becoming Krishna conscious, then Krishna guarantees that he'll take care of all of our needs. We don't have to make separate endeavor. Sometimes devotees do that. They make separate endeavor. On one hand, they want to surrender to Krishna. On the other, they want to cultivate the material side. You see. Who's the classy example of that? Draupadi. On the one hand, Krishna. On the other hand, I have to take care of my material situation. In her case, it was keeping herself dressed. I have to take care of my material situation with this hand and with Krishna, Pila Krishna with the other. Did it work? No. It did not work. And it will not work for us also. I guarantee you that if you try to cultivate Krishna consciousness and material desires, you won't be successful. You will not be successful. Absolutely guaranteed. You will not be successful. Just like Draupadi was not successful. But when she realized the futility of trying to cultivate material side and spiritual side simultaneously, and she gave it up, she said, "All right, Krishna, I'm in your hands now. Do whatever you want to with me." Then she got unlimited sari, you see. So as soon as we give up this foolish idea of cultivating material sense gratification and Krishna consciousness side by side, we won't be successful in either materially or spiritually if we do that, you see. But if we go completely for Krishna, then he will take personally, he says, I preserve what they have and I carry where they live. He will personally pick up the other side to help us on that side. You don't have to worry about it. Prabhupada elaborated on it in one lecture. Prabhupada always has a wonderful ability to make it even more sweet when he gives his explanation of the shlokas. He explained in this way, he said, Krishna says, I will personally deliver to your door whatever you need. It's like here in Romania, you have that DHL company. Yes, courier service. So Krishna, he is the DHL man for his devotees, you see. Whatever you need, he comes as DHL right to your door to deliver it to you, you see. You don't have any to worry. So we simply have to have faith that if I put both hands to Krishna, that he'll take care of me. I don't have to worry about anything, material or spiritual. You see, we have to have that faith. If we don't, then we're going to be bewildered like Brahmaji. You see. And Krishna will have to teach us a lesson. There's different ways to learn, you know. What is the first class way of learning? By hearing. If you can simply hear from Vaishnavas, from Guru, what is the fact, and you then fully mold your life according to those facts, then you become successful immediately. Immediately successful. But if we don't have such faith in the words of Guru and Vaishnavas, you see, we're lacking such faith. As Brahmaji was lacking faith that this could actually be Krishna, this could actually be the Supreme Person, I mean, you see. This could actually be God. No, it's not possible. Why should we have to force Krishna to teach us a lesson the hard way, you see? Going through so many ordeals, so many anxieties. Why not just pull the Band-Aid off with one swoop? You know, there's two ways to remove a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid, you know. You can pull it off one hair at a time. Oh, oh, oh. Or you can go, finished. What's easier? Sometimes in the mind we think, oh, it'll be so painful if I just pull it off in one pull, you see. So I got to do it gradually, gradually, one hair at a time. Each hair is, oh, 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 oh. But, phew, finished. So we shouldn't be foolish, you see, hanging on to this idea of cultivating material sense gratification. It's like pulling and trying to pull it off one hair at a time. It's painful at every step. Because we're holding on to our material attachments. Thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this quagmire, but you know, here I am. No, but we just immediately say, Krishna, I'm yours, take me, do what you want to with me. I know I can have no happiness whatsoever except to be fully engaged in your service. Please take me, I'm yours now. I fully surrender to you. All we have to do is pray that way. Someone may say, well, that's not my, it's not me, it's artificial. Artificial or not artificial, pray that way, you see. And it will become natural. It's like I always give that example of my godbrother Gargamuni Prabhu. Did I tell you all of that? You may know that story. In the old days, those sweet, sweet old days at 26 Second Avenue, New York City, the early days, the earliest days of ISKCON, when Prabhupada was still Swamiji. When Swamiji would come down from his apartment for the evening class, there's a little... Actually, we that storefront's very nice. There's a front door and then there's a rear door for the storefront. And then you go through the rear door. There's a little hallway that leads into a little courtyard. And then you go across the courtyard, and then you go upstairs to Prabhupada's apartment, you see. So Prabhupada, in the evening, he would come down those stairways from his apartment. He'd cross that little courtyard into the hallway and into the rear door of the storefront. And then everybody would bow down. Oh, Swamiji has come. We'd all offer their obeisances, you see. But there was one brahmachari named Gargamuni Das Brahmachari. He would not offer his obeisances. And so in the question and answers session, he said, Swamiji, when you enter the room, everyone bows down. But I do not bow down. Because for me, it doesn't feel natural. He was very proud of his position. So, Swamiji, is that all right? That was, can I just be a natural man? Is that okay with you, Swamiji? Prabhupada says, no, you must bow down. He said, by bowing down, then the natural feeling will come. You see? So you may say, but to pray for pure bhakti, it's not me. It's artificial. I can't pray for pure bhakti. I have all these material desires. I gotta have a house, I gotta have this, I gotta have that. I can't pray for pure bhakti. Why not? All you have to do is say, repeat these words, Krishna, please engage me in pure devotional service. It's not difficult to say those words. Krishna, please engage me in your pure devotional service. I was also trained in this way. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami, my dear Vartma Pradarshaka Guru, who brought me to this movement, convinced me to become Prabhupada's disciple. I was a stubborn, non-surrendering person. I was a songwriter, and I thought, well, this Krishna consciousness is pretty nice. I'll just write songs like George Harrison is doing, you know, about my sweet Lord and chanting the names of the Lord to make you free. I'll just be a Krishna conscious songwriter, you know. I don't want to surrender as a disciple, as a brahmachari, but I'll just be, you know, do my own thing as a songwriter. I was thinking that way. But I decided to move into the temple for a while so I could learn how to write better songs, about, you know, get more into the philosophy. So I was just checking it out as a visiting songwriter. Of course, I had all these songs I had written, 300 of them, in fact. I'm quite a prolific songwriter, I'd been. And I realized they were all my, I threw all my songs in the garbage can and moved into the temple. Let me start over again. You know. But anyway, I was just there kind of going along with the program but not really, you know, wanting to be a disciple. But they had this long prayer, they would say, you know, in Sanskrit. And I didn't see how I could ever memorize that. So I just wrote it on my hand, you know. Took a ballpoint pen, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, on my hand. So every time I bowed down, there it was, see. But I had a little space at the end, and Vishnu Janaswami noted I had a little spare room in the bottom of my hand. So he said, now you write this on your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully, or something like that. So I did it. And even though I wasn't thinking that way or feeling that way, still I did it on his instruction, you see. So in the same way, if one is not thinking, I don't want to pay for pure devotional service, just do it on the order of the Vaishnavas, you see. Do it on the order of your temple authority or the senior devotees or spiritual master. Do it. Just do that. Every morning, pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your pure devotional service. And even though it seems artificial now, it's not actually artificial. Because as I mentioned yesterday, everyone is a pure devotee. Jivera sarupa hoy krishnera nitya dath. The constitutional position of every single jiva soul is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. Prabhupada mentions in his introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Sarup Siddhi. We have a Sarup, we have a spiritual form, actually, in Krishna's pastimes. We all have an identity in the pastimes of Krishna. But we've misidentified with these gross bodies and the subtle minds, and therefore we are not tasting that relationship with Krishna which we previously enjoyed unlimitedly. But by praying for pure devotional service, and that is actually the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra, by being in this mood of begging for pure devotional service, then that original natural tendency of the living entity becomes revived, and before you know it, will actually be feeling like being Krishna conscious. Even though now it sometimes seems artificial for us to be Krishna conscious. We'll actually feel like it. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma nasochati nakankshati. We'll come to the Brahma-bhuta platform, you see. We'll start feeling like being a devotee. It'll start feeling natural to be a devotee. For one who is thus transcendentally situated, he becomes absolutely ecstatic. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma. He comes to the level of Brahman. On that level, he doesn't hanker, he doesn't desire to have anything. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu, he's equally disposed to everyone. Devotees and non-devotees alike, everyone. He feels compassion for everyone. He wants to be of service to everyone by helping everyone to be reconnected with Krishna as much as possible. And samak sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. In that state of consciousness, he attains pure devotional service, you see. So that Brahma-bhuta stage is when you really start to feel, this is natural for me. This is real. This is me. You become enlivened just by being Krishna conscious, you see. That Krishna consciousness itself is completely, totally enlivening thing, you see. So it pays to beg for pure devotional service, even if it feels artificial. It pays to beg for it. Because that prayer will bring you to the Brahma-bhuta stage, and that will bring you eventually to pure devotional service. So we have a few minutes left. I can see if there's any questions.
Consciousness is related with the material pleasure we used to have in our material activities.
Yeah.
So in order to be able to be engaged in Krishna consciousness, we have to renounce to that material pleasure. And this is a stumbling block in our path. So how could we overcome this?
Yeah.
How become more engaged in
Vishayavinivartante nirahara shadehina rasavarsham vishopyashva prarang vishvanivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, material sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So we can't really expect people to give up material taste. Because taste we require. We require taste. At every minute we require taste. We can't expect anyone to give up material taste. So we have to give them that superior taste. And then they won't even feel like they're renouncing anything. If I give you 100,000 euros, you may feel happy. I could use 100,000 euros today. Then I say, okay, now renounce it. Oh. I thought you were serious. I thought you were really giving it to me. No, I was just testing you. You see, then you would be disappointed. you know, oh, 100,000 euros, but now he's taking it back. I have to give it up. But if I say, I'm giving you now 1 billion euros. If you give me the 100,000, I'll give you 1 billion euros. You have any trouble giving up the 100,000 euros? No, of course not. So our material sense gratification, it's simply a measly 100,000 euros, that's all it is. It seems like a lot if that's all you have, 100,000 euros. It seems very big if that's all you've got. But if I lay 1 billion euros on the table and say, hey, just forget about that 100,000, you can have the billion. Will anybody have any trouble? I don't think anybody, any of us have a trouble trading in 100,000 euros for 1 billion euros. No problem at all. So, to help the devotees to give up their foolish, stupid, asinine material attachments, just criticizing their material attachments like I just did, that's not the effective method. If we say, oh, your material desires are stupid, they're asinine, they're foolish, they're childish. I mean, they say, yeah, you're right, but that's all I've got, what can I do? You see? But when you can actually give them a pleasure which exceeds their material pleasures by millions and billions of times, you see, then you're on to something. It's like in this material world, what's the most pleasurable thing? What do people enjoy more than anything at all? Sex. They live for sex pleasure. They dress for sex pleasure. Everywhere you go, they're dressed for sex. You see? They want to dress in a sexy way. So, I mean, even when you go to the, you know, to check in at the airline counter, the lady is there all dressed in a sexy way, so you'll be attracted to her and go, wow, she's really sexy, you know. I mean, it's so heavy. You know, everything is sex, 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 sex. So how does a devotee rise beyond that? He has to experience a pleasure which is millions and billions of times greater than sex. And who's the classy example of such a person? Jamunacharya. That wonderful, wonderful prayer. I love this prayer. Yadavadi mamacheta Krishna padaravinde Nava navarasadamanun yataranthumasit Tadavadi vattanari sangame smaryamane Bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanam cha. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting what? Nava nava rasa. Ever increasing pleasure in that Radha Krishna seva, you see. If some memory of my previous sexual activities comes to my brain, what do? I just spit at the thought. You see, yuck. Is it? So is that artificial? Is he spitting artificial? No. He's getting nava nava rasa. Sweeter and sweeter pleasure. You see? So we have to learn how to surf. That's a very popular sport in California and Hawaii and Australia. Surf. We have to learn how to surf in the waves of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And see. You should see the surfers. Prabhupada called them sufferers. I used to go for japa walks when I was serving at BTG, Back to Godhead magazine in San Diego. We were just a few blocks from the beach where all the surfers were there. See. Sometimes we go on a japa walk in the early morning, and there are all the surfers out there in the early morning trying to catch the waves. See. They can just surf for hours. They take so much pleasure in surfing in the waves of the Pacific Ocean. But if we can learn how to surf in the waves of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, always have our mind just riding the waves of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you see. And if some beautiful girl says, come on, sex, we say, forget it. Or, you know, like Haridas Thakur, what did he say? Yeah, just let me finish my rounds first. You sit there and wait patiently. I'll satisfy you. Don't worry. He was tricking her, actually. He was thinking, I will trick her and I will make her into a devotee too. You see. Of course, we can't imitate having a prostitute come in the dead of night, a beautiful young girl. We brahmacharis can't imitate. Householders are also brahmacharis. Grihastha brahmachari, Prabhupada. We brahmacharis cannot imitate Haridasa Thakur. But we can get that higher taste. We brahmacharis and brahmacharinis, you see, we can get that higher taste. If we will beg Srila Prabhupada, if we will beg Lord Chaitanya, beg Lord Krishna, beg Lord Nityananda to please bless us, that please let me get that higher taste, you see, so I can give up this lower taste of material sense gratification. We beg for that mercy. Please, please give me that higher taste. Please don't let me remain here caught up in this horrible quagmire of material desires which leads nowhere except to death. You see? Where do your material desires take you? Simply to death. That's all. Death. Do you want death? You see, that's where they take you. Simply to death. If you want eternal life, then you must develop this taste for Krishna bhakti. Nava nava rasa. For bhakti. So our time is up now. 8 o'clock. We have to remain on schedule. The temple presidents are usually very strict with me. In Riga, I went overtime a few times. The temple president had a little talk with me after that. So I don't want to be in trouble with the temple president here. Gantarao Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sankarshan kapu ki jai.